Good morning, Packers fans. Aaron Nagler here with your Cheesehead TV Packers Daily Chat. Coming to you live on the Cheesehead TV social channels. Hope you're all doing well. Good to see everybody in the comments already mixing it up. Joey the Jaguar starts us off. On a scale of one to Yosh Nijman, how hyped is everybody for camp next week? I'm at five Yosh Nijmans. Definitely going to be at 10 when I get on Wisconsin soil. Good to see everybody. Hope everyone's checking out Underdog Fantasy. Underdog Fantasy is the best and easiest place to play fantasy football for big cash prizes. On Underdog Fantasy, you just draft. No need to worry about waivers, lineups, or injuries. Underdog handles that all for you. Go to UnderdogFantasy.com or download the app. Draft a season-long best ball team, and that's it. No in-season management. You get a free $25 right now in bonus cash if you use the code CHEESEHEAD. That's the code CHEESEHEAD when you make your first deposit. And you can take your shot at $1 million grand prize in their fantasy football tournament. Life is a garden. Dig it. There you go, my tub. Like where your head's at. Dig what you dig, man. Just dig what you dig. So much negativity in the world. So much negativity online. Just let people dig what they dig. They're not hurting anybody. Dig what you dig. In fact, speaking of digging what you dig, Doug in Sandpoint is a longtime viewer, listener, commenter at Cheesehead TV, and had to give him a shout out. Got to give him a shout out for his new brand. He's got a clothing line, does a lot of different types of stuff, but he has launched the Vintage Football League. The Vintage Football League, and he has got a hoodie that I think you guys are going to love. Check out that. Come on. You see that picture behind me every single day on this chat. Go to VINFL.com. That's VINFL.com, the Vintage Football League. Look at that. Come on. That is fantastic. You want that. If you go to the link in the description of this video, you get 15% off if you use the code CHEESEHEADTV. That's right. 15% off that phenomenal hoodie. You got to do it. I could throw it up there one more time. Look at that thing. Come on. You want that in your life. That's phenomenal. How is everybody? Good morning, Dennis. Hope you're doing well. That looks pretty cool, actually. Right, Kyle? That's what I said. Look, we don't just partner with anybody here. We've been approached by a lot of different people about a lot of different stuff. We're pretty discerning about people we choose to partner with. It's got to be something I think fits with what we're doing here at Cheesehead TV, connecting Packers fans worldwide. And let me tell you, that hoodie is awesome. It's legit, too. That is a quality piece of clothing. So check it out. Like I said, link is in the description of the video here on YouTube. 15% off if you use the code CHEESEHEADTV. Love the shirt, bro. Thank you. You can find that at the Cheesehead TV store. We're all just complicated fellas. Complicated fella, man. That's what we are. Morning, Nags. All focus on the guys who will be in camp. Can't wait to see here how Love has progressed and how Barry's defense is coming together. I hear you, Chris. It is so time for them to get on the football field and for the soap opera to be put in the rearview mirror. I am 1,000,000,000% with you on that one. Brian Nagler is here. What's up, cousin? Morning, cuz. How about them Bucks? Yeah, boy. Brian, would you ever have thought in a million years when we were kids watching like Sidney Moncrief and company that the Bucks would be champs? I mean, it's pretty crazy. How's Aaron Rodgers dealing with the situation? Matthew, I have no idea. Can't wait to find out, though. Good morning, Aaron. How many wide receivers will the Packers keep this year? Callum, crystal ball question. Let me get to it. Five. Yes. I don't know which five, but five. And yes, that probably means EQ and maybe even Funchess are cut. Want to say thanks for hyping Aaron Jones's camp. Brought my 10-year-old daughter from Phoenix to it. Oh, dude, that's awesome. I'm so happy. Thank you so much. I love that you went. I love that she got to go. Aaron's great. Like I said, while we were hyping it up, man, that the fact that Aaron, A, re-signed with the Packers, and B, is so invested in doing things like that in the Green Bay community, how can you not? That's what I'm talking about when I'm saying, like, the kind of things we want to partner with. That's a perfect example. I'm glad you got to go, man. That's awesome. Does the team have a deadline for Rodgers to report? Can he just show up in New Orleans and start the game? I am sure at some point Matt LaFleur will be asked that question if Aaron Rodgers is not there at the start of camp. Do they have one right now? No chance. But at some point, you got to think, yeah, there's a drop dead date where they have to start getting ready for week one. But I don't think that's for a while. That is well into camp, probably after the preseason. So we'll see. Any chance they trade Rodgers midway through camp after he stays away to move on from the shit show? I mean, is there a chance? An infinitesimal one, yeah. But I'd be shocked. Seems pretty clear both sides have dug in, so to speak, and they're not going to be moved. But maybe. You never know. Never say never. There are no absolutes. Only a Sith deals in absolutes, which, of course, isn't itself an absolute. Are you? How excited are you for camp, Nagler? What's up, Big B? Good to see you, buddy. I can't wait to see you guys, you and Joey, up at camp. Let's do it, man. It's going to be a ton of fun. Can't wait. How much is Aaron really missing out on? How much actual camp does he need to be ready for the start of the season? I mean, only Aaron Rodgers can answer that, but I would tend to think, yeah, can he miss a week, 10 days? Sure. Much more than that, starts to get dicey. But like I said, I wouldn't be surprised if he's pulling a Michael Strahan. Vet towards the end of the career, just wants to do as little as possible in the offseason and camp. Hey, man, I get it. 16 years in, totally get it. Steven, thanks for the super chat. Bold prediction on sack total for Gary. I loved his potential when we picked him. He's got me excited that it's coming together. Sack total, I think I've said 8 this year. I think, you know, obviously I'd love if it was around 12. But I just think, you know, the nature of the game now, the way quarterbacks are able to get the ball out of their hands so quickly, I think he'll have an incredible pressure rate. Sacks come in bunches. Hopefully he gets a bunch and that he gets that up over double digits. I missed you on Packers news. I don't know why. I haven't been there in ages. Actually, A-Rod, massive Sith Lord vibes, man. Javier, I hear you, man. The way this offseason is going, I get it. Garland sitting here in Croatia carrying the G. As always, go Cheesehead TV. Thanks, man. Shout out from New York City. Hope you're doing well. Love plays all preseason, then Rodgers shows up for 1 week before the Saints game. Who starts? That'd be fun. Probably Rodgers. Come on, let's be real. Hey, Nags, currently deployed, but still getting my Cheesehead TV fix. Thanks for all you guys do. Grow Pack Go, what's up? Thanks for checking in. And thank you for your service. I think I've told the story a million times, but when we first started Cheesehead TV, one of the very first things we did was advertise in Army Times because we wanted to connect people who were overseas missing the Packers. And back then, man, 2007, 2008, it was hard just to get stuff on the internet about the Packers. That wasn't just repurposed articles. So thank you for checking in Cheesehead TV, connecting to the Packers with Cheesehead TV. It means a lot to me, man. Thanks a lot. If he does not show right away, timing with receivers will suffer. So will stats. You think so, Robert? I don't know. Maybe a little bit, but it's Aaron fucking Rodgers. I mean, I think it'll take like 2 drives for him to get back into the groove. Let's be honest here. Aaron used to be a big proponent for being at practice and the importance of practicing well. What happened? He was 16 years in and he got pissed at the Packers and decided to take a summer off. That's what happened. I am still concerned about the defensive line. Can you tell me it will all work out, Brandy? It's all going to work out. Maybe. I mean, hope is not a plan, but I think it's pretty clear that they hope Slayton will be able to come in and give them some significant minutes, some reps there in the middle of the defense. I have no idea if that's going to work. But, you know, they've got enough to be good. Do they have enough to be great? I don't know about that. That I don't know about. Glad the Bucks gave us a good break from the drama. Back on the Cheesehead TV hype train. I love it. Benkert for the win. Man, Benkert's awesome. I can't wait to watch him whipping it around in camp. It's going to be great. Nags, what's your prediction for O-line if Bach isn't ready to go? I think I've given this a couple times, but right now I would suspect they would slide Jenkins over to left tackle. Maybe Runyon or Braden there at left guard, Myers at center, Patrick at right guard, and Turner at right tackle. That would be my guess. Joshua, thanks for the super chat. Hey, everyone, been away for a minute. Did I miss anything this offseason? No, really. A-Rod leaves, A-Rod stays. Doesn't matter either way. Go Pack, go. Well, I mean, maybe for you it doesn't matter. I think it matters a little bit for the fortunes of the team. But, yeah, I get you. I'm down with it. I don't care about the Rodgers. I care about the Packers. I hear that, but Rodgers does play for the Packers, so it's a bit of a story. even if timing is off for the first couple weeks, I really don't think he gives two shits. Tend to agree, Javier? Let me see. What else I got here? I think Amari Rodgers will really be a difference maker for LaFleur's offense. Excited to watch him. Yeah, we've talked about him a lot this offseason in regards to how much can he handle. I think he's got everything they're looking for athletically. The upside is clearly there. It's just a question of how much can he absorb the playbook, take it in, and make sure that he's in the right place at the right time, the adjustments at the line, adjustments off the line. If he shows right away that it's, you know, not too big for him and he can handle it all, I think they'll give him as much as he can handle, which could be a lot. But you never know. You never know with rookies until they hit the field and start practicing and start making plays and making mistakes. That's a big part of it. Guys are going to make mistakes. There's zero question about that. It's just a question of, can you learn from those mistakes and not make them again? We start to get those answers next week. Oh, God, I can't wait for camp. Can you tell? We should dedicate an entire episode of Cheesehead TV to Kurt Benkert's hair. You know, Kyle, what's funny is I asked Kurt second day after he signed with the Packers to come on. And we were like, yeah, we're going to do it. And then we just never did it this offseason. So hopefully during camp, that'd be fun. Do I think they get Amari signed before camp? Yes, I do. Deadline spur action. The deadline is tomorrow, I think, for rookies to report. So I would suspect we'll get some kind of news on that front late today, early tomorrow morning. Do you think they should bring in Short? Kwan Short, former Panther defensive tackle. I think they'll probably make a call, but I doubt they sign him. They don't have a ton of cap room, and lots of other teams in need of defensive tackle help probably will be able to offer a lot more. How many reps does Love get in the preseason games if Aaron doesn't come back? A lot, probably a half each game, I would think. Maybe into the third quarter on that third game. A lot, a bunch, a whole bunch. Sorry, guys. When are you going to Green Bay? Sunday night. I fly into Appleton on Sunday night. I'll be there for the shareholders meeting on Monday, and I am there through the 13th. I can't wait. When will Packer transplants return? Right now, we are scheduled to go live the first week of the season. Maybe we do something before then, but it's very difficult with Mr. Banky's schedule. So probably not until the season starts, but we'll see. Stay tuned. Hit the like button, guys and gals. Daniel, thank you. I always forget to say that stuff. Can the Packers just do an IOU contract for a player needed? I mean, yeah, they could. Teams do that kind of thing all the time. But the Packers like to do a pay-as-you-go approach for the most part. You know, they give significant bonus money and right up front. And that way, they're never caught with a aging player or a player who's not producing later in his contract that, you know, it's a big cap hit if they have to cut him. They've operated that way forever. Now, not every team operates that way, but the Packers, that has been their bread and butter when it comes to signing guys. Hey, Nags, nice saying hi on Twitter yesterday. Are you having coach on this year? Rodrigo, what's up, man? Running on second and 10. I never liked you. Yes, coach will be on. We hope we're talking. We've been back and forth with the Packers about doing something with coach during camp. So be on the lookout for that, because at some point I think we're going to be doing some kind of, not an event, but some kind of stream with Matt during training camp. So, hey, speaking of training camp, tonight, people, tonight, 8 p.m. Eastern, right here on these Cheesehead TV social channels, we have our first ever training camp preview roundtable. That's right. I'm going to be joined by Maggie Loney, Perry Goldstein, Andy Herman, Nick Carter, Matt Ramage, Tom Grossi, and yes, even Peter Bukowski. We're all going to be getting together right here on Cheesehead TV to preview training camp, the season. Maybe we'll talk about Aaron Rodgers, but it's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be a lot of fine folks from across the internet, podcasters, YouTubers, you name it, content creators, people I like, people I read and listen to. Thought it'd be fun to all get together and hash out what we expect probably at every position, what we expect in the new scheme on defense, things like that. So 8 p.m. Eastern tonight, right here on Cheesehead TV. I hope you guys can join me. It's going to be a lot of fun. And I'll try and keep my trolling of Peter Bukowski to a minimum. Stephen A. Smith guy gets on my nerves. That's his job, Scott. That means he's doing his job. If you like him and you engage with him in good faith, he wins. If you hate him and he bugs the hell out of you, but you mention him, he wins. He's doing his job, and he does it very, very well. How do they evaluate special teams players with so few padded practices? That is a very good question. Not only so few padded practices, but so few special team sessions. It's tricky, man. It's a lot trickier now than it used to be. But he's got to do what you got to do. You see who plays the technique right, who got their assignments down, and go from there. You know, some of this is just going to have to be on instinct at this point in the NFL, because they do practice in pads so few and far between, mostly. You know, obviously fear of injury is a big part of it. But yeah, it's tricky, no doubt about it. Michael, thanks for the super chat. Any stretch of the schedule particularly concerning to you? No. Come on, man. All that matters is the first month. If they can get out of the first month 3-1, they're cooking with gas. You know, after that, who knows? If teams that look great sitting here in late July could be awful come October. Just worry about the first four games. After that, teams are going to be very, very different. And the idea of, oh, this team is tough, or that team's hard, or not, that team's a pushover, that can all change in the course of that first month. So why worry about it? That's, you know, would it help? I don't think so. So why worry? Morning from Savannah. Go Pack Go for life, and happy birthday to your daughter. Thank you, Michelle. Very nice of you. Yes, my daughter Violet turned 16 yesterday. I'm an old man. It's crazy. We respect everyone. We fear no one. McCarthy. Sean, thanks for the super chat. How odd is it that Rogers' new in-laws are tweeting Stephen A. clips? Guy needs to man up. I don't care. I mean, I guess I should care, but I don't care. It means less than nothing. But hey, sweet, sweet engagement, right? Will, sorry I'm late. Sorry I'm late. You're 18 minutes late, sir. This isn't an I'm sorry I'm late situation. This is a slide in and hope he doesn't notice that I'm late. 18 minutes late? Very disappointing, Will. Very, very disappointing. Brad, what's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. Morning, Nags. Off 1 hour of sleep after Bucks game. I'm carrying the G. Got my Packer shirt on. In a town in Outer Banks, North Carolina, called Nag's Head. I've been a Nag's Head. Good to see you, man. Carry the G down there, man. Good to see you. My in-laws. Do not get me started, Brandy. Matt, do you think 12 overplayed his hand at all in this? Nah, not at all. I mean, he knows exactly what he's doing, and it's all going exactly how he wants it to go. That's my guess. How many dogs are you getting for her birthday? Javier, that's Olive. It was Violet with the birthday yesterday. Olive's the one with the dog wish, which is never coming true, by the way. Eric, thanks for the super chat. Okay, everyone, I did some police work. My conclusion is Schefter leaked the Rogers news because he didn't Lambo leap successfully. I kid, but go Pack Go. Fantastic, Eric. That is some senior sleuthing. Violet deserves all the dogs. Kyle, it's Olive that wants the dogs, not Violet. Violet just wants to be left alone, really. Just shut up and leave her alone. Oh, I like it. Unacceptable, right? Who do you think will be the receivers that make the cut? Ooh, good question, Nick. Adams, duh. MVS, Lazard, Amari Rodgers, and then there's that fifth spot. Probably Winfrey. Because he plays special teams. EQ doesn't play special teams. Funches isn't a special teams guy. That fifth spot's got to be a special teamer. Has to be. So give me Winfrey. Go Pack Go. What's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. Morning, Nags. Rogers was not too happy with the new CBA regarding padded practices and amounts. Also, happy belated birthday to your daughter. Thanks so much. And yeah, that was mentioned in the voicemail video that I did yesterday. If you haven't seen it or heard it yet, take a listen right here on the YouTube channel. I had Packers fans talking about the question I asked was, do you expect Aaron Rodgers to show up next week? And somebody mentioned that exact thing. Very much agreed. He has been pushing for fewer and fewer commitments in the offseason for quite some time. Just get them both all the dogs, man. All right. Relax on the dogs, people. It's never happening. God, it's like talking to my girls. Javier and I will guilt you into getting them dogs. Good luck with that. What if the Packers cut Lazard? Oh, no, Blake. I can't imagine. I mean, can never say never, but the man is cheap labor, essentially. He plays special teams. He knows the offense. He's incredibly productive, has a great rapport with the quarterback, does all the dirty work in the run game. Yeah, I just can't imagine. Is there a chance they keep six wide receivers? Sure, Eric. Yeah, there's a chance. They may see something in Funchess where they're like, we gotta keep him around, right? Yes. I'm not sitting here saying it's locked in stone that they'll keep five, but that's my suspicion. But yeah, there's a chance they keep six. A lot can depend on injuries during camp, how guys perform. We'll see. That's what makes it so exciting, right? Putting that puzzle piece together. Wouldn't Amari Rodgers be the receiver who contributes on special teams, though? Well, of course he's a returner. I'm talking about gunners, man. I'm talking about blockers on extra points. Come on. Get your head out of your butt, people. Let's go. What was Adam's tweet about, in your opinion? It's a good question. I don't know. I'm going to ask him next week or whenever we get availability with him. I suspect the Rodgers headlines that were generating off that Schefter tweet, but I have no idea. I'll just let him talk about it. Is there only... Whoa. Is there only safety lock... Is there only safety lack on practice squad players? Is there any safety lock on practice squad? I don't know what that means, Andrew. I'm sorry. Safety lock? Like, you can't break the seal? Like, they're safety locked? I'm very confused. Campbell, a week one inside linebacker starter. Probably, Ryan, I would imagine. I think he's got a good shot. You know, if you just look at the contract, it's pretty clear they're planning on having him not only stick around, but contribute. He's got to do it in camp. But, yeah, I suspect if he performs like he did in Arizona last year, most likely, yes. Go Pack Go. What's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. You really believe they might cut Funchess? Yeah, sure. 100%. That's the word might, right? Yeah, of course there's a chance they cut Funchess. If he comes in and just... He's been away from football for 2 years. You don't forget he broke that collarbone in the very first game with the Colts and then missed that entire year and then missed all of last year because of the opt-out. He comes out and just lays an egg? Yeah, of course they might cut him. Nothing's a given. Nothing's guaranteed. Other than I'm going to drink a bunch of Spotted Cow next week. There are no guarantees in this life. Ben, thanks for the super chat. Hi, Nags. It's my birthday today. Can I get a Go Pack Go? Go Pack Go, Ben. Happy birthday, man. Hope you have a great day. Hope you throw down. Hope you have a great time doing what you do, digging what you dig. That is my lesson forever and ever. Dig what you dig, Ben. I hope you're digging whatever you dig, wherever you are. All right, I got to get going. Thanks a lot, everybody. Love talking to you guys each and every day, Monday through Friday, right here on the Cheesehead TV social channels, your Packers Daily Chat. Check out Underdog Fantasy. Do it, people. UnderdogFantasy.com. Hit it up. Download the app. Get your free money, $25, if you use code Cheesehead. Do it, people. You know you want to figure it out. You want to do some best ball. You want to see where those Packers land so that when you draft in that big, really important draft in that league that you've been in for decades, and maybe I'm talking from experience here, you know where guys are going. You know who's going where. You know who's going to be available when you draft that very important shit-talking draft that you're in every year. You got to do it on Underdog Fantasy to get your intel. And to win $1 million. Try that. Hell. And if you win $1 million, just remember me. That's all I ask. And also, hey, don't forget, as I said at the top, check out Doug's Vinyl Football League. Look at this. VINFL.com. Look at that hoodie. You want that hoodie. Look at that thing. That is hot. Check out the link in the description here on the YouTube page. You check out that link. Use code CheeseheadTV for 15% off. That's CheeseheadTV for 15% off. Thanks so much, everybody. Thank you for making Cheesehead TV even a small part of your Packers routine online. I know there's a lot of places out there you can go for Packers information, Packers talk, analysis, etc., that you choose to utilize Cheesehead TV in any way to connect with the Green Bay Packers. Really means a lot to myself, Corey, and everyone at Cheesehead TV. Thank you so much. Guys, hope you have a great day. I'll see you tonight for the training camp roundtable. It's going to be a lot of fun. 8 p.m. Eastern. Be there. See you later. Hit like, hit subscribe, and go Pack Go.